National Rescue Dog Day. If you want to share your story about your lovable rescue dog, please feel free to call 312-981-7200. What a perfect day to talk with John Garrido from Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation. John, hi, how are you?
Hello, G. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Are you kidding? Thanks for being with us. And I know that you're a busy man because you have a full-time job on top of running this Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation.
Yes. Yes. I'm also a Chicago Police Lieutenant and a lawyer.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I didn't even know about the lawyer part. By the way...
Don't hold that against me.
By the way, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
So, all right. So how did you get involved with rescuing stray dogs?
So really, it all starts with my wife, Anna. She's really the heart and soul of our organization. But it started off with going on vacations, and whenever we would see animals in need, we would either get them some food, or if they needed medical treatment, we would try to find a vet. And really, this rescue pretty much kicked off with a dog named Pedro that we rescued in 2014 from San Pedro, Belize. And what an adventure that was.
Okay, so you were on vacation in Belize, and
yep.
you came across a dog that needed your help.
Yes.
So I imagine it's not very easy to bring a dog in to the States from a foreign country.
Extremely difficult. So when we decided we definitely wanted to bring him home, there had to be a 30-day hold for him to stay there in San Pedro. Well, the process to get him back was extremely difficult. We couldn't fly him back because at that time of year it was May and there was a restriction on having animals in cargo. We couldn't, by boat. We tried to think of any which way that we could to get him back. And ultimately what we came up with is my father and I flew to Cancun. We met a guy and his father, Hector, and his father that we met online. We rented a car. We drove 2 hours south and we met to the people that held on to Pedro in San Pedro, Belize. They took a two-hour boat ride north. We met at the border of Belize and Mexico, and then we drove him from the southern tip of Mexico all the way back to the border of Texas and Mexico, where my wife Anna drove down and met us. She crossed over into Mexico, and we were reunited there and then drove him back home to Chicago.
And what made this dog so special that you went to all of this trouble to rescue him?
You know, we had a connection with them, but really, ultimately, I've learned that once your wife names a dog that you find, it's yours. So once she named him Pedro, I knew we were toast. But he just was a great dog. And you know, the nice thing about it is when we shared the whole trip and journey on Facebook, on social media, so it built up this following, and that's what transitioned us into this rescue. We just had all these people, you know, thousands of people that were following us on Facebook, and we were able to utilize that to basically kick off the Rescue Foundation.
Well, this makes total sense to anyone that's a dog person, but I'm sure a lot of people...
Anybody else is like, are you crazy? You know how many dogs are between here and there you could have rescued? And you know that old saying, and I know I'm going to say it wrong, but you know, rescuing one dog isn't going to change the world. Before that dog, you've changed that dog's world.
Absolutely.
So we rescued this one dog, and this dog has helped us rescue hundreds more. We've on average about 300 dogs and about a dozen cats a year since 2017 when we started this have come through our doors that we've been able to help because of this one dog, Pedro.
Oh my goodness. And of course, once you rescue a dog, they're forever grateful. They'll never forget it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely that unconditional love that you get back from them is well worth it. And it really opened our eyes to there's so much good in the world out there, and there are so many good people. You know, we, especially as a police officer, I run across, you know, we see the bad side of society and a lot of bad things mm-hmm. out there. But since we got involved in this rescue, the people are incredible. Not just everything from the vets that we deal with, from the groomers to just other rescue people and other rescue organizations that are going out on the streets every day that I didn't even know about, that are going to, you know, dangerous neighborhoods on the south side and west side to rescue animals, to all the people online. You know, you think by sharing a lost dog on social media that that's not a big deal. It's huge, because that's really how we're getting these dogs home. We're fortunate enough with our rescue. We have about an 82% return to owner rate, which if we compare that to animal control, they're at about 23 to 26%. Mm-hmm. No fault of their own. They're just because of where they're located and just how it works. But we're getting 82% of these animals back to their families, and that's a big deal.
And what does that mean? Explain that to us, John.
So, when an animal comes in, the idea for us, our main purpose is to get them back home to their families. So that's return to owner. And there's a return to owner rate that organizations will use. And if we bring in 100 dogs, we're getting 82 of them. We're finding their families and getting them back home.
So a lot of them are lost then, right? They somehow get separated from the family that they belong to?
Yes, yeah. All of our dogs that come in, I'd say 95% of the dogs that come into our organization are strays. They just got lost. A lot of them come into the police station, and our goal is to just try to find their families. And we work together with animal control. Our organization does, and we're actually a stray hold rescue for animal control now. So what happens is a dog comes in, we're able to take the dog into our organization instead of sending them to animal control, and we get them their shots. They go to or any medical attention, whatever they need, over at Niles Animal Hospital or Porch Park Animal Hospital, and then we take them and get their grooming over at the dog house, and then we take care of them in foster homes or in boarding facilities until we're able to find their owners. Then and only then, when we can't find their owners, then we try to find a good home for them. But the nice thing about the way this has worked out is we're raising enough money to take care of whatever their medical needs are, no matter what it is or no matter what they're going through, based on need, not on cost, just because so many people are now part of this network. It's actually amazing.
Well, I mean, this is extremely time consuming. It requires a lot of detective work, I would think, to figure out who the dog belongs to. Of course, you're familiar with that line of work.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And we've got all these rescue detectives that are out there. You'd be surprised. I'll put an animal up for, that we just find that just came in.
Mm-hmm.
And this network goes to work. People, they start scouring social media, going to different sites, lost animal sites, and you'd be surprised how quickly they're able to find and track down the owners. If there's one message to get out there, if you lose your dog, put your lost pet or cat up on social media, because there are so many people now that just scour the media or scour the social media looking for dogs that are lost to try to match them up. And they really, really do a good job. And we work together with Lost Dogs Illinois, which is another great organization that is really, really useful in reuniting these pets.
Well, you're speaking about a big network that you have. So how many people are involved? I mean, this is a full-time operation you have going.
It's a pretty big operation. We're just lucky enough that we don't sleep, so we just get it all done. And my wife Anna, she really, really, between having a full-time job, she does all the administrative and stuff, which is a lot of work in itself. But we have about 13,000 people that follow our page, and then with the other pages that we have put together, we're probably about 18,000 to 20,000 people all together that are following, directly connected to our organization. And then when you take and you connect that to like a Lost Dogs Illinois, it just expands to over 100,000. I mean, it really is a growing social media has. If there's one good thing that comes out of social media, aside from showing pictures of your food, is that for rescues, it's huge.
Well, I want to mention the website. It's garridostrayrescue.org. I'm going to spell that for you. G-A-R-R-I-D-O, strayrescue.org. And we're speaking with CPD Lieutenant John Garrido.
Yep.
And
thank you.
So, John, this is all-encompassing work. I mean, what drives you? What motivates you? Is it because, I mean, I imagine with your daily work, as you know, your police work, that's more complicated. It's a lot more difficult maybe to save a human being, but with a dog, it's simpler, right?
It's simpler. And, there's things that you find in life, that become your passion. And my wife and I are really, really passionate about this. So it's so gratifying. It doesn't seem like work, even though, it obviously is. And with so many people out there that help and put it together, we've even branched off into a court advocacy, seeking justice for animals that have been abused. And we're getting anywhere from 50 to 100 people are showing up for court, well, before the pandemic anyway. We're showing up to court to basically just be a voice for the animals that have been abused. And that, for as much as I've gone to court in the last 29 years of being a police officer, standing up in court with 100 people behind you as we all stand just silently there just to be a voice for that animal is super gratifying. It's just the right thing to do.
Now, did you go and get your law degree and become a practicing attorney just for this organization and for the cause?
No. When I joined the police department, I had a high school diploma. I just went back part-time. I got my bachelor's degree, and I continued on to law school part-time and got my law degree. So I've been practicing since 2006.
You did all that while working as a police officer, studying part-time?
Yes, it takes a long time. Here, if you want to get this message out there to kids out there, go to school right after high school. Get it done. Going part-time takes forever. It took me 14 and a half years to get my bachelor's and my law degree. You do not want to go to school for 14 years after high school.
Okay, listen, John, we need to have you back on.
That's my PSA.
We need to have you back on later on down the road to talk about just how to stay motivated and your life story, because you're remarkable. That's unbelievable, your life story.
Part of a team and happy to help. Thank you.
Okay, so how can we help out right now? We've been hearing about sort of phenomenal numbers in terms of, like, you know, shelters being emptied out because so many people want to adopt and foster pets right now. But how can we help a Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation?
So with Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation, the biggest thing right now is when we take these animals in, we take care of them at whatever the cost. So that does add up. So we can always use donations. So if you go to our website or even our Facebook page, that's where we're most active, is on our Facebook page.
Okay.
That's at Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation as well. And you'll see when we have an animal that goes in, their vet bill sometimes, even with the deep discounts that we get, are anywhere from $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. So that's always, of course, helpful with the donations. And we can always use leashes and collars and things like that.
Those donations as well. Okay, well, mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, Lieutenant John Garrido. And you're still active on the force as well. You're just doing, like, three different jobs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody out there, please get your dogs microchipped. That really, really does help.
So important. And also, thank your wife for us as well. I know that it's you two working as a team. So
she's the brains behind the operation, for sure.
Absolutely. We here at WGN Radio salute you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us on the show. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Unbelievable. Remarkable. Once again, it's Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation. You can find them on Facebook, and then on their website is GarridoStrayRescue.org. And Garrido is spelled G-A-R-R-I-D-O.